Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Friday, the 10th of May. Let's get to our weather wisdom for the day. We do have a lot of clouds across the area today. I'm not going to see a ton of sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the 50s, and that's where we're going to be the next several days. So mid-50s today, mid to upper 50s tomorrow, mid to upper 50s on Sunday. Some inland areas may get towards 60 degrees, but all in all, it is just a relatively chilly pattern for the time of year. We will warm up, guess what, on Monday. We get 65 to 70 and then into the 70s for next week when everybody is back to work and school. So, again, the weekend not looking super warm. But honestly, it's going to be a really good weekend for getting outside and doing any outdoor activities because the sun is really strong this time of the year. And with the cool temperatures, you'll be able to work outside pretty easily. So that is the positive thing. And also, field games, track meets, all that stuff this time of the year will take place with comfortable conditions for the athletes. So another positive. If there is a shower this morning, that's about it. Saturday looks like the better of the two weekend days to me with the most sunshine, a mix of clouds and sun, a little more cloudiness here on Sunday, although could be some sunny breaks as well with those cool temperatures. So there you have it. And the next week, I think we may get back into a cooler regime with temperatures in the 60s sometime Wednesday and Thursday, depending on how an upper level system kind of meanders through the area. But I don't see any early heat or anything like that. Now, there have been some solar flares going off the past couple of days, so you may have an opportunity tonight and tomorrow night, depending on how things look. And this is really difficult to forecast for the Aurora Borealis, but I'm seeing NASA Space Weather, some of the other folks on Twitter who look at this stuff. There was definitely a flare that went off on the sun, and that can elevate the chances for the auroras here as we head for tonight as well as tomorrow night. So we'll wait and see. But check my Twitter feed. Maybe just Google Aurora or look at it on Twitter because there is a possibility we're going to see it even around here. Have a great weekend, everybody.